The only constant is change. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is The Business Review. Changes are inevitable, and being flexible and able to pivot can really help employees when circumstances are out of their control. Jenny Blake, author and host of the Pivot podcast, explains how employees can control their pivot.
If change is the only constant, how can we get better at it? The whole point of pivot is that none of us are starting from scratch. Pivot is a mindset and a method. Pivot as a mindset is about learning to be agile in our careers and adaptable even within the roles that we currently have. And it's also a method. It's about unpacking the process of figuring out what's next.
Blake says that those best at pivoting constantly evaluate where they are through four stages.
We will all experience moments of getting pivoted by circumstances that are not within our control. And still the choice is to say, what's working? What energizes us? What are we best at? What are our strengths? And what is our vision? We're pivoting more often than not. And in fact, those who are best at pivot as a mindset and a skill set are the ones who are continuously going through these four stages. What's working? What does success look like? What's out there? What can I try? Pivot boils down to that one question, what can I try? And choosing something that's small enough to get you started.
Blake shares how small changes, or divots, may be all that's necessary.
Pivot versus divot comes from my friend Stephen Shapiro. Stephen said that sometimes we don't need to pivot or make a big dramatic change, but rather we make a divot. We dig where we are and we dig in and we look for new opportunities starting right where we are.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.